What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wow, Matt, fellow adventurers. In the previous episode, we were once again playing as Sir Croakington, and we were going to the village, and we were just going to the little village of Mauldwern. And when we got there, we found it was being attacked by these stone elemental things. And it turns out they're under the control of a mage called Blue Boots, who no longer wears Blue Boots, but did once. And these things are called Stone Hurlers, even though they have never been seen to hurl stones. But they are made of stones, and they've never been seen to hurl anything else either. But anyhow, these things are... These things are coming. These things are attacking. You said a lot of them. And apparently he's looking... Blue Boots is looking for some sort of criminal and murderer. Or at least he thinks he does. Or he says he thinks he does. We were driven into a tavern. But then we've come back. And anyway... Well, just watch the previous episode to catch up. Anyway, we're going to continue. We've reached the western outskirts of the village. Perched on the side of a steep grassy hill on the western edge of Mauldwern, you and Aleya sit and gaze silently back in the direction of the village. For the last small while, the two of you have maintained a vigil from this vantage, seeking any sign that might indicate that Blue Boots is somewhere in the immediate vicinity. "Oh, the stone hurlers have probably crumbled back into rocks by now," says the young woman, fingering the triangular jade amulet hanging from her neck on a leather strap. "That's what usually happens. Thankfully, they didn't seem to be running around destroying everything, as I've seen them do elsewhere. You know, I think... Wait, what is that?" Azela stabs a finger towards the village. Your eyes follow her gesture and come to rest upon an unexpected sight. Running out of Mauldwern, stumbling frantically along the very road that leads past the bottom of the hill upon which you sit, is Blue Boots. Following closely at the sinister mage's heels, their thundering footfalls sending tremors through the earth are 8 stone hurlers. It is immediately evident that he's being chased. It seems the mage's conjured creations have turned on him. Well, it's only a matter of time. Blue Boots suddenly catches sight of you and begins screaming for help. He continues to run along the road. Blue Boots suddenly catches sight of you and begins screaming for hope. He continues to run along the road, stumbling at every other step and repeatedly glancing back over his shoulder. You've a little doubt the pursuing stone hurlers will soon overtake the fleeing wizard. Good job they're not actually hurlers, because they'd have hurled something at him and he'd be dead. I like to say this was the first time I've seen this happen, says Arlo, shaking her head. Quite frequently, his magic tends to go awry, as you can see. Well, what now? We can't let those things catch him. Elena stares at you expectantly. You discern she is waiting to follow your lead. Okay, so I could rush to the aid of Blue Boots, leave the spellcaster to his fate, which would mean it could be justified. He definitely has caused a lot of problems. But you know what? Elena knows best. Defer to Elena. We've got to do something, cries Elena, leaping to her feet. We can't let those things catch him. Her determined words are all that you need to make up your mind to act. Realizing that Blue Boots is not likely to survive an engagement with the 8-stone Benamos, you leap into action, determined to prevent the otherwise inevitable and gruesome outcome now fast approaching. Elena closes her eyes, mutters something, and with her right hand tightly clasps the great amulet hanging from her neck. Without further delay, you bound swiftly down the hillside, on course to intercept the mage and his fearsome pursuers, all the while hurriedly attempting to determine a course of action. So, I've got a lot of different options here. I could use elementalism, telekinesis, conjuration or fortification. All of them at level 70 plus is required. I could rush towards Blue Boots, presumably to pick him up and run away with him. Or I could rush at the 8-stone hurlers, you know, to fight them before they can get to Blue Boots. You know what? Random.org, once again, will tell me what to do. Once again, I forgot to bring it up in advance because I'm a silly Billy. Oh, but it came up pretty quick this time, alright. With six options. Six options, generator 1 and 6. Number 5, rush towards Blue Boots. You rush towards Blue Boots, hoping you'll be able to reach the fleeing mage before the stone hurlers overtake him. Picking him up, number. Bonus of 40. 20 from body, 20 from agility. And I've got to get 60 or more to get to him first. Pick now. 106. Success. He reaches Blue Boots just as the mage stumbles and falls, landing hard on his side in the middle of the road. He's struggling to stand when you reach him. You take firm hold of him and go under him and then grow to about person size, and then he's on my back as I hop away. Then, placing yourself between the Black Road Mage and the 8-stone hurlers, you command Blue Boots to stay behind you as you prepare to engage the fearsome elemental legion. Elena rushes to your side and draws herself into a defensive stance. Your pulse quickens as the 8-stone Benamos, their heavy footfall sending tremors through the earth, stomp towards you. Elena changes her posture, holding her hands out in front of her with her fingers splayed. As the stone hurlers draw to within melee range, you boldly stride forward to meet the first pair, only to have two towering elementals suddenly crumble into heaps of rubble surrounding you. Within just a few moments, the remaining 6 watch creatures also collapse into piles of stone. The terrifying minions of Blue Boots are no more. Oh, I hoped we'd get a fight something, but I guess not. Elena breathes a long sigh of relief, and like you, turns to face Blue Boots. The mage grins sheepishly and mutters something that sounds suspiciously like, "Thank you." Before you or Elena can address Blue Boots, the Black Robe mage suddenly launches into a litany of reasons for which he should be offered your mercy, and spared capture and punishment. You listen with growing incredulity as he explains that he has been hunting for a rival spellcaster in several small villages and towns. When you pointedly inquire about the white-bearded man who's now missing, whose abduction you witnessed in Maldrum, Blue Boots shifts uneasily from foot to foot and shrugs. "Yes, I came very close to apprehending," he says. "Through your rival allowed him to give me the slip. He was, and is, the very mage in question. A more contemptible practitioner of the arcane you'll not find in these parts. In any event, he's gone. He disappeared while the two of you were tussling with my stone hurlers. As I told you, he's a very capable mage and a most dangerous man." Blue Boots tells you that the man he dragged from the village meeting house is a powerful necromancer who has long concealed his practice, identity, and history of murderous deeds. Elena rolls her eyes and glances at you if it's to gorge any reaction you might have to the mage's account. His name is Ullingar. When I learned that a bone circle had been found in Maldwyn, in the cellar of the village hall, I knew I'd at last located his hiding place. You can thank me, should you be able to consent to such a convention, for his departure, due to my intervention, has almost certainly prevented a calamity, one that most assuredly would have spread beyond the boundaries of this sorry little spot. Now, what is a blown circle? There happens to be a link for that, so let's weed out. Bone circle. A bone circle is precisely what it sounds like. A circle of bones laid out on the ground or floor. While not in of itself dangerous, when in the employ of a master necromancer, a bone circle becomes a tool by which a mage can summon a massive legion of undead. The bones that make up a bone circle can be any type of bone, animal or human. Human bones, particularly human skulls, are most prized by those who would endeavour to build such a circle. Although, you'd probably want some of the long bones to fill in the gaps. I mean, it'd be pretty easy to make a bone circle out of, say, cow ribs. Because, well, I mean, for a start, it's very easy to get cow ribs. I mean, you could presumably just go to any butcher and you could get all the ribs you'd ever need. You know, once the meat's off them. But human skulls, well, that, and also it's difficult to get human skulls. People tend to kick up a fuss if you go around to a graveyard, just go, la-di-da-di-da, I'm going to steal some skulls, I'm going to steal some skulls, put them in a circle of bones, summon a legion of undead, take vengeance of those who took, take vengeance against those who made fun of my silly moustache, or something like that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you ask Blue Boots about Ullungar's disappearance, he tells you that he vanished in a haze of blue sparkles. I have to believe he has some device or another to help him with that, he says. I never knew him to possess any sort of gating ability, though I confess it wouldn't altogether surprise me if he did. Such magic seems commonplace enough these days. More's the pity, of course. You ask him about Wethwell, repeating the same more than once. His brow furrows, and he shrugs his shoulders in response. Who's that? He asks. Blue Boots pauses and looks at you and Alenia in turn, before drawing breath and telling you little else to add what he's already said. Ullungar is now gone, he says. Where is he now? Who can say? I only know that he is likely to go back into hiding. I do believe that I'm through with seeking him out, though. at least for the next small while, though, after all, a great many other matters that cry for my attention. "Are we to believe all of this is the truth?" says Elena, crossing her arms. "You were playing the hero. Come here, here only to deliver justice to some necromancer in hiding. What evidence is there to prove any of this, Sir Croakington? What do you think?" "When you asked Blue Boots about the blown circle, he told you destroyed it before Yuengar could make use of it." "Prudent and convenient," quips Alenia. "Alright, so I've got four options here. I could use divination, to read his mind. Or I could use Talania, I believe, his account. Talania, you don't believe it. Talania, you don't know what to believe. I'm going to use divination first, because that won't actually close any of the options. Succeeded. 24 XP to Jim. To divination. You channel your power of divination and intently focuses on Blue Boots. You immediately sense that the Black Road Mains detects your psychic probing, but does little to defend against it. In the end, you sense that most of what Blue Boots has told you is the truth. Although what he told you about not knowing the precise fate of Yuengar may not be entirely true. Alright, so, you know what? Okay, divination tells me that most of what it is true. He's just... okay, he's hunting a bad guy, but he's just really messy about it. And honestly, he should probably have, I don't know, went to the Grey Circle. I assume tracking down rogue mages is this thing. At least they have some interest in. Oh, we definitely know they've been pursuing. They pursued necromancers before in the adventure Dead Ends. So. So do I believe his account or not? Okay, I believe his account. You told Alenia that you believe Blue Boots has told the truth. She sighs and nods. "As much as it might pain me to admit it, I think so too," she says, frowning. So what are we to do with him? Blue Boots is Blue Boots, his posture no lover slunked. Slumps his gaze between you and Elena in rapid succession. Something about the sudden change in his demeanour makes you uneasy. "So, I can take Blue Boots into custody. I can attack Blue Boots. I don't think Elena would like that. I could let Blue Boots go, but who knows what he would do next. Or I could divert him. I'm going to take him into custody." You step forward and boldly demand that Blue Boots surrender himself to you. The white-bearded mage sneers contemptuously and you take a step back. "Would you be so hasty," he says, a forced smile subtly replacing his sneer. "Perhaps you would reconsider. Apart from the incident with Lugina, there's been no lasting harm done here." Hey, you got those massive boulders. Who knows how much damage they've done? Okay, so I could take him into custody, I could attack him, or let him go. No, I'm taking him into custody. Unwilling to listen to any more of the mage's protestations, you swiftly move to take him into custody. In a startling display of agility, however, Blue Boots nimbly slips out of your grasp and leaps several feet. The black robe spellcaster, a maniacal glint in his eye, thrusts his hand towards the earth and hisses something. Almost immediately, his body begins to shimmer. Horror overcomes you when you realise he's found the power to attempt a magical escape. Arnulia cries out in alarm. Alright, so, I have options. I could use a particular item. I could use telekinesis, elementalism, archery. I could lunge at him, or I could just do nothing. Well, the item will obviously be that horn that we've got. The cracked silver horn. Let's use it. You draw out the enchanted silver horn and press it to your lips. The instant you force your breath into the horn, a shrill, wavering note erupts from the mouth of the ancient instruments. Blue Boots and Alalio immediately cut their hands over their ears and begin staggering about, almost toppling over, as the strange, off-putting sound begins to rise in both pitch and volume. You remove your mouth from the horn, and the sound abruptly ceases. Remarkably, you remain unaffected by the horn's blast. Yeah, well, as I should be. That's what the horn said it would do. Without giving Blue Boots any time to recover, you step forward and secure his submission, using a small length of rope to bind his hands at his back. Eleni was the first to come round, and she promptly commends you on the creative means by which you managed to take the spellcaster into custody. Warning would have been considerate, she says. Well, but then he'd have got a warning too. And honestly, he probably would have... Honestly, he probably could have teleported away in the time it took me to sound the warning. Please, never sound that thing again. Blue Boots has little to say, and indeed, after only a modest protest, falls completely silent. You and Lelania waste no time delivering the mage, along with a verbal litany of his recent misdeeds, to the Tysian army outposts of Corrigan, just outside Twythic. When the mage is safely in the custody of the soldiers there, the two of you return to Maldrum, eager to complete your investigation and discern for yourself the toll the affair has taken on the village. For the better part of a couple of hours, you and Alain make your way through Maldrum, seeking the man known as Wethel, only to learn from more than one source that he unexpectedly left town several days ago. Well, that's a pity. But hey, I gotta help out, so... Despite your initial dismay at not being able to learn anything further about all of this from the man Prithun told you was a friend, both you and Alenia take solace in the fact that miraculously, no one in the village was injured or killed in the affair. And so, after concluding that your investigation is for now at an end, the two of you once more make your way out of Maldrum. On the road departing Maldrum to the west, you bid farewell to Alenia, the young woman whose help, particularly a mysterious and potent magic, was indispensable in bringing the affair with Blue Boots to its conclusion, tells you she is glad to have met you, and hopes your paths will again cross some day. I don't know what will ultimately happen to him, she says, referring, of course, to Blue Boots. We can only hope what he told us contained at least some truth. If that's so, perhaps we've seen the last of him. At least in this sort of scenario. Oh, we can but hope. On the western outskirts of Maldrum, you bid farewell to Alenia. She again tells you that she hopes your paths will someday cross, and she asks you to give her regards to Prithun. I think I'll take another stroll through the village, she says, glancing back along the road in the direction from which you just come. I don't really know why. I suppose I need a little while here to sort it all out for myself. Are you all right? When you respond in the affirmative, she nods, though it is plain to see by the expression on her face that her thoughts are already elsewhere. After meeting you in the shoulder cross, Alenia bows, bids you a final farewell, and heads off towards the village. Without looking back, you also set off on your way, headed east along the road which, with a few notable twists and turns, will bear you steadily back to Twythic. As you walk, you pore over the details of the recent events in which you played no small part, attempting to determine what it is that you will tell your fellow members of the Silver Quest about what transpired in Maldrum. Alright, and that gets me 1,024 experience to general, and 128 experience to all skills and powers, and it also finishes the adventure called Maldrum. And now there's one more adventure has turned up for the Silver Quest. It's called The Dark Circle. And it's by VWK, and it's an Oakenstone Mask-inspired adventure. She who has laid bare the sinister circle's very existence will face a swift and brutal or address. But we're all, well, okay, we're some time in. But I think, you know what, I'm going to finish this now. Next time we'll be doing the Dark Circle. And until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.